This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love your family, love your friends. It's Thanksgiving. You have so much to be thankful for. We'll be on the air live on Thanksgiving morning, and the day after we'll give away an HP laptop from QVC. You want to find out how we're going to do this, how you can participate.
We don't know either, so go to our website.
Who doesn't know? We don't know. Of course we don't know. This is that's a hallmark, a trademark of what we do here. Anyway, visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show. D for Doug, J for Jen, V for Victoria, rah, rah, shish, koom, bah. So I have a list, a couple of lists to share with you. It's all about money. Money, 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 money. The rich list. I love how the news media loves to get the envy, the money envy thing going. So those of you who, this is kind of an insider's list, but everybody knows who these people are. The richest people in New York, in the media. You want to know who the richest person on the air in New York is? Who do you want to guess who it is? Take a guess.
Well,
who is the richest,
radio.
The highest paid New York media person that
Sean
is in
Hannity,
news?
Easy peasy.
Who?
Sean Hannity, easy peasy.
$29 million.
Yeah.
Last year. You want to know who number two is on the list?
Sure.
Matt Lauer.
I believe that.
These are the highest paid New Yorkers involved in the news media business. Sean's number one at 29. Matt's got 25 going for him. O'Reilly's
really?
number three.
Oh, see, I would have thought maybe Victoria was number three, no?
I know. Well,
no?
Coming up on the list fast.
Bubbling under, as they say.
Yeah. Megyn Kelly, Anderson Cooper, Shepard Smith, George Stephanopoulos, Rachel Maddow. I was surprised that they're paying her that kind of dough. And I'm not surprised because she's a woman. I'm just surprised that MSNBC is shelling out the kind of dough.
I mean, she and Chris Matthews are about the only things they have going on.
Yeah. And she's getting paid more than Matthews, which I find interesting.
She's the most popular on MSNBC.
Yeah, very popular. I think she's very good. You know, he may not agree with her point of view, but I think she's a great presenter. Very
smart.
My
dad has a crush on her, even though he knows it wouldn't go anywhere. Yeah, he has
she's a lesbian. How's he going to?
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. It's not going anywhere. But he has like an intelligence crush on her.
Really? Well, she's very smart.
Yeah.
David Muir. I don't get his hair. Do you? Does anybody get this guy's hair? David Muir.
You know, I find him really handsome from a few angles, but that's it.
I find him annoying as hell.
But, like, only from a few angles. And then other times he looks a little Frankenstein's monster to me.
Okay, so let's just compare the salaries of the performers with the salaries of the people who run the news networks. Leslie Moonves.
Moonves.
I like
Les Moonves.
Moonves, yeah. He's the CEO of CBS, gets $56 million a year. How about that? Not bad, huh? Let's see. Who
and
else
who's
is
his highest person? So who's the highest
person? His wife.
Yes.
His
wife. Right?
Yeah. He's not being facetious. His wife is making a lot of dough being on the chat. But she does other stuff, too.
On the talk,
Is it the talk? Or the
yeah, the talk, right? And then she is also on that big. I think she got started on that Big Brother show, right?
Yeah. Now, did she know him before she got on TV, or did she get on TV after she knew him?
I think she got on TV and then she knew him.
Met him.
Yeah.
And then she knew him.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see here. So there's the usual crowd. Rupert Murdoch and the people who run Sirius and Time Warner and all that bunch. So then there are the musicians who live in New York City. Who do you think is on the top of the list? The following people have homes in New York. Let's see here. Sean Lennon, John Bon Jovi, Neil Sedaka, Keith Richards, Bruce Springsteen, Mick Jagger, Jay-Z, Madonna, Sean Combs, Paul McCartney. Of that group,
Bono lives down the street from us on Central Park West. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The richest of that group, I'd say it's got to be Bruce Springsteen or Paul McCartney.
McCartney.
Yeah, McCartney.
McCartney is now worth over $1.2 billion.
Man.
Springsteen's worth about close to that.
I never see Springsteen in New York City, though, ever. In my entire life, I've never seen him here.
Mick Jagger, you ever see him in New York?
I know he is in New York a lot. I've never seen him, but I know
he's here. Imagine the two of them, Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, out on the town.
Well, Keith Richards is kind of like the Bill Murray, urban legend type thing.
Yeah,
people see him all the time.
Yeah.
And one night he was coming out of a bar and couldn't get a cab, and literally a garbage truck said, "Hey, Keith," and they gave him a ride home on the garbage truck. So, I mean, he's very cool and doesn't have an entourage or anything like that. So,
no.
Yeah.
You know what I gave you Neil Sedaka. There's an unlikely connection. Neil Sedaka, for those of you who don't even know, I'm betting that Jennifer probably, I think you probably know who he is.
Neil Sedaka, and
Kara maybe don't know who Neil Sedaka is.
I've heard the name, but I don't know much more than
Kara,
that.
Kara, do you know who Neil Sedaka is?
Yeah, same as Victoria.
Yeah, okay. So if you look him up and you find some of his music, you want to throw a little of it in the background.
Breaking Up is Hard to Do?
Completely from my era. The reason he is worth so much money is because he has written, and this is back to the key, and the reason that McCartney, all of these people are musicians, with the exception of Madonna, who doesn't write much of her own music, or is she doing now writing her own music? How much of her music does Madonna write?
I think I would say 50-50.
I don't think she writes a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason these musicians have as much dough as they do with the, and I don't know about Sean Lennon because I don't know how he fits into the picture. I don't know enough about him, but I know the rest of them, and especially Neil Sedaka, in this terms of this group, are so wealthy because they own the music, the publishing rights to the music that they've written. Sedaka has written more hits. And we remember we were talking about Stevie Wonder has done that too, but Smokey Robinson the other day. And how much money the guy's worth, $400 or $500 million because of the music rights that he owns to all that stuff that he wrote for Motown. Same thing with Neil Sedaka. Neil Sedaka is the white equivalent of Smokey Robinson during that era. He wrote more hits than you could possibly imagine.
Did he write for Captain and Tennille? It's just interesting looking up his name. Yeah,
Sedaka was responsible.
Yeah, Love Will Keep Us Together.
Well, the Captain and Tennille wouldn't have gotten anywhere without Sedaka. And Sedaka has a very keen eye in terms of production, got a great ear for the production of music. And what most people don't know, if you go to the most dramatic example I can give you, last week I went to a concert of Herman's Hermits and Jay and the Americans. And when you listen to them perform on stage, Bruce, I mean, you can take any of these people. Never sounds the same. It sounds fun, it sounds good, but the music never sounds the same when it's performed live because of all of the things that are put into it by the producers of these songs. You can have musicians like the Wrecking Crew or what was the bunch that was in, it was the Funk Brothers in Detroit. They put the music to it, but then there's somebody in a studio who mixes all of these sounds together. And they're more often responsible for the end product than anything else and anybody else. And Sadaka was one of those people. So anyway, I'm extolling the value of virtue. Look at these people and how much dough that they have made. Yeah, this is Neil Sedaka having fun with his own song. Crank that up just for a second, people know who we're talking about.
Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love.
All right, let's talk a little bit for a minute about other money. I just found a comparison of women and men. 7 highest paying jobs for men and women in this country. Would you like to have a little bit of information? This isn't to annoy people. This isn't to get people stirred up. It's food for... Victoria.
I know better.
Oh, stop. This is just food. This is manna. Food for thought. Okay, number 7 on the list of the top 7 jobs for women, the top 7 highest paying jobs for women. That's what this is. We were talking, we've been off and on about women. This is one of my pet peeves, is the inequality in pay for men and women and any number of things. So I just found this list. Women CEOs in our country average $101,174 a year. All right, just keep these numbers in mind, all right? Number 6 most popular and high-paying jobs for women, lawyers. Average pay for women lawyers in America, $101,219. So about the same as CEOs. Let's see. Number 5 as we head to number 1, pharmacists. Women pharmacists, average pay in America, $112,232. All right, number 4 on the list, women in architecture and engineering. Average pay, $120,158 a year. Women dentists, number 3 on the list of the highest paying jobs for women. On average, $121,953 a year. Number 2 on the list, nurse anesthetists. Not doctor anesthetists, nurse anesthetists. Say that 100 times.
Huh, I know, right?
$142,000.
That's such a hard word.
This is $142,372 a year.
Wow.
Is what they make on average.
For knocking people out.
And the number 1 job for women in terms of pay, physicians and surgeons, average $150,053 a year. Women now. If you go back to the top 7 men, the top 7 jobs for men and what they pay, just look at the disparity in this. And there aren't necessarily comparative jobs, but just the pay scale. We're just taking the top 7 paying jobs for men, top paying jobs for women in categories. Architectural and engineering jobs, managers of architectural engineering firms, $125,512 a year for men. Number 6, men lawyers, $130,819, the average pay for men who are lawyers. I was surprised.
And that was like 10,000 difference, right, between
yep.
men and women.
Right.
And
now listen to this, though. Men CEOs, number 5 on the list, $130,830, which is $29,000 a year more than women CEOs make in comparable positions. Men, number 4, podiatrists. Average pay for a podiatrist, $135,579 for men. I don't know too many women podiatrists anyway, do you? Men who are dentists.
I've never been to a podiatrist. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
All right. Men who are dentists average $151,764 a year.
And what was the difference between men and female dentists?
Okay. Now, listen to this. Is the men.
Male and female.
The nurse. Men who are nurse anesthetists, $162,997. What's that, about $40,000 different from the women who do the same thing from the other list?
That's what I'm saying. What's the difference, going back one, to the dentist? What's the difference with the dentist?
Did we have women? I don't think we have women. Yeah, we did. 121,953.
And the men made 150?
150 for men dentists, right?
Wow.
151,764.
That's an interesting comparison.
That's a big, I mean, it's the same degree. That's...
All right, we're almost out of time. Nurse anesthetist, number 2 for men, 162,997. And for men, number 1, physicians and surgeons, 211,5. 26. So look at the difference between men physicians and surgeons at 211 and women physicians and surgeons at 150. $60,000 difference a year. That's pretty damned outrageous. 21,000 after the hour.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Score, and you're even lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday, so
this is a Jennifer story. I can smell that one coming. I don't even know who this guy is, and I know it's a Jennifer story.
Why? Because it's country?
Yep.
I don't know if you're... Does that make you a racist? No.
No.
A musist?
Makes me a country file.
Okay.
That's a... All right, so this is Eric Church, who is going to play halftime on the big Dallas Cowboys-Washington Redskins Turkey Day game. Why do they call him Mr. Misunderstood, Jennifer?
That's the first time I've heard that moniker, but really? Eric Church is sort of, he's definitely more the rock side of country music.
Yeah.
He also is sort of a bad boy. He kind of, you know, he's the guy that goes on stage in his sunglasses. He goes to all the award shows. He's kind of like, you know, your rocker, kind of dark type.
Mr. Impressor, I'm impressed with me.
His new album is called Mr. Impressor.
Yeah. Well, that's maybe why they call him that, Dougie.
Yeah.
Because it's his album.
That could be it.
I was going to say, I don't think country music calls him that.
Is country, well, hasn't this become sort of a tradition to have country performers on during the Thanksgiving Day games? Luke Bryan performed last year.
Sure.
And Kenny Chesney the year before.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
So, Reba McEntire did it in 1997. Halftime show has a charitable bent. Funds generated by the performance will go to the Red Kettle campaign. You realize, I just noticed this last night. Was it last night? The night before we were going, no, I was going into the supermarket to get dinner the night before last, and the Salvation Army guy was out there already.
I know.
I don't think they came out until after
Christmas lights last night when I was driving home.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's that time.
Yeah. Anyway, so a lot of this money goes to the Salvation Army. Good, because they use it well. They're one of the few that know how to use it the right way. Okay, next up musically is this is a musical portion, musical news about musical stars and performances and stuff during this portion of each hour. New Artist of the Year at the CMA Awards this year, Maren Morris. Quite the hot commodity, especially on the concert stage. She's going to kick off her tour, a hero tour, on the 3rd of February, Jennifer, which comes from her breakout debut album. They're going to be to Boston, Philadelphia, Nashville, Chicago. You know the number two radio station in Boston is a country station?
You are so funny with your list today.
I know, right?
Yeah, this is coming out of my ears here.
I mean, country, I think, is the most listened to format of any type of genre in America.
You know, to sort of second up on that, Jennifer, people are fascinated with lists. They always, people want, yeah. I've been doing this for a long time.
Easily consumable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want tips on what to do for this, that, or the other thing. And they want lists of things just so they can talk about. Did you hear today on the DJV show that such and such was going on? So that's what it is.
People to country music, and to Victoria's point, yes, it being a listen-to format, there's, I think, a couple of reasons why. And that's, one, you can still listen to it in the car with your kids.
Yeah.
I think it also provides refuge. Like, it's not, you don't feel like an old hoo-hoo listening to country music necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not this, maybe the kind of vapid pop music that's out there, right?
All right, speaking of vapid pop music, Jennifer.
Here we
Janet
go.
Janet Jackson.
No,
not vapid pop music. No.
She's resurfaced on Twitter. Hey, you guys, it's been a while, but I'm still listening. I feel your love and prayers. Thank you. I'm doing well.
She's
going
to be giving birth anytime soon now.
Arabic phrase for praise be to God. She's 50 years old, remember? She's having a baby. She announced she was pregnant in October. So she's got to be what?
But she's been on bed rest for months.
Jeez.
So
how is this a possible or a good idea? I mean, really?
What? On
50
tour?
Years old? No.
Oh, having baby
50
at 50?
Years old?
Yeah. Take some courage, or maybe something else. Not sure.
Well, I think she froze her eggs a million years ago, so
those
are some young
50,
eggs.
So that
there,
must have
maybe.
Been a heck of a that's a heck of a challenge. 28 past the hour here.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your medical practice is growing fast and you have more patients than you have room for, you need to start, well, making some room, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new exam tables and stools, x-ray machines, and microscopes quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Schillen with the good news of the day comes from Texas, where the Harvard Elementary School community, which is located in Houston, come together to help a crossing guard who needs a new leg. crossing guard is 42-year-old Fatin Yezenga. Manned the intersection near the school for about 10 years. Lost his left leg a long time ago as a soldier in Ethiopia. He was recruited at 15 years old and one day stepped on a landmine, and you can imagine what happened to his leg after that. He went to a refugee camp and was granted political asylum to come to America. And now he has what amounts to it's a very crude prosthetic piece on his leg, needs repair. After learning about the problem, a group of girls at the school, the Girls on the Run Club, it's called, decided to dedicate their community service project to this fellow. Girls organized a bake sale. One of the parents started a GoFundMe page to repair the leg. Extra money raised is going to go to help him pay for future physical therapy and medical needs. Now, these sorts of things are happening a lot. At this time of year, you'll see more and more of them. But this is just a good, it's one of those feel-good things. They've got, the goal is was $5,500, and they've got $10,000 already.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that, those things happen. It's a nice, warm story about people caring about other people, doing things for other people. That's what we all ought to be doing all the time, but we don't. But this time of year, we tend to be a little better at it than other times of the year.
I think it's one of the, I think the GoFundMes and the, there's another one that's similar. I forget what it's called now. But that type of social media is the best possible thing to come from social media.
Yeah,
which
it
is,
makes
you know,
feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it actually helps people.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, when you see Twitter and then comment sections on stuff, it's just so ugly and divisive. And this is just when social media works at its best.
Okay, I'm looking. You're going to get a kick out of this. I don't. Maybe I should post this picture or find a way to post this picture. As most of you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And on the farm that I have here in Framingham, there are lots of things, including hundreds of wild turkeys. I mean hundreds.
Not the alcohol, but like the real wild
turkeys.
No,
right, yeah, yeah, okay. Right. They come and they live on the farm and they get the scraps of food, especially corn kernels and things like that, from the feed for the cows. And they have managed to flock all over the town. People blame me because we get turkeys everywhere. Well, we have a place for turkeys to come and feel at home.
People blame you?
Yeah, they blame me for this. So the police department... There's a picture of the police department, the front door of the police department, with a bunch of wild turkeys from the farm in front of the door, and a policeman on the other side of the door with his gun drawn. Just, I mean, this is supposed to be for fun. Like, they're going to shoot these turkeys and have them for Thanksgiving. And it just, it's
can
silly.
Can you eat wild turkey?
Oh, yeah, we've eaten. I remember Joe Shepard, who's the... The local saver of all of us from vermin and varmin, his wife made me a few years ago a turkey lasagna with a turkey that he shot on the farm. And I don't eat meat, and I certainly, but I did take it. I wanted to have a taste of it, see how it tasted. It was like chewing the rubber on your shoe.
That's what I was going to say. I would guess wild turkeys would be very, very gamey and chewy.
Oh, my God, yes. Well, like any of the wild stuff like that. It's just,
right.
It's not like, but you see, but think about that for a second. And the original Thanksgiving and the food that people eat more often than not, which is wild, especially growing up through, we're so spoiled in a way. Because the turkey that you'll eat, that you've bought, the butterball turkey, what you buy in the freezer, you go to the farm, wherever it is that you get it, that turkey has been raised to be eaten. The wild turkeys, they're not raised to be eaten. But yet, many people, even still today, will shoot. It's the same, by the way, if you were to shoot a bison, or you were to anything that was out wild, that you might have to eat, a wild rabbit, for example, or anything that's on its own. You taste that and compare it to what's grown to be eaten, and there is a world of difference between the constitution, the makeup of it, if you will, and how it tastes. It just, it's just different. You know, everybody talks about free range this and free range that. Well, that's true as long as you don't over-exercise the animals. The chicken that gets raised in the free range atmosphere. My cows, for example, would be a good example of this from cows' perspective. We don't slaughter them. But I know that beef that's grown on a free-range farm is much different than the meat that's grown on a block farm, a feedlot farm. We call them block farm, feedlot farms, where the animals don't move, and so the meat's much fattier on a cow or a bull or a steer or anything, or as far as that's in a chicken, if they're compartmentalized. And then if you compare them to an animal that just free roams, there's not much fat on their bodies. And it's because they exercise. They move.
Right.
And like veal that comes from a calf that's in a cage versus veal that is free, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's gross. The whole damn thing is gross as hell. It just, for those who wonder what the first Thanksgiving was really all about and what the food really tasted like, that the turkeys tasted like what I just described, because they were free and old. Most of the time, these turkeys are old, because they don't get culled. They just keep making more turkeys. So,
Do people still believe that there was a first Thanksgiving where, like, the pilgrims sat down with Native Americans? Really?
Okay. Victoria, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Santa Claus is real, too.
Right. And the Easter Bunny came in for dessert later, sure.
Santa Claus is...
I know, as in Mrs. Buntage's fifth grade class, we sat down dressed as pilgrims and Indians, because that was still allowed in those days, and we ate acorn mash, and it was fabulous. And beef
Indians.
Jerky.
They call them Indians then, too, right?
Yes.
Indians.
It's real.
By
allowed.
The way, this is... I don't want to get off of our high pitch here. But, man, I'll tell you something. We have so much dirt, so much mud in our eye, or I don't know what the best reference is to, the way these Native Americans are being treated at that Dakota Pipeline.
It's
what
just in outrage. Time for Thanksgiving.
Oh, what a damnable outrage that is. It's
disgusting.
It really is.
I know.
It just shows you.
Profit is king. That's all that matters.
Well,
that's what it's about. I mean, there's no respect.
Well, you can read it that way. No, thank you. That's the more important.
There really isn't.
There's absolutely no respect being shown for people who have a legitimate complaint, gripe, and position on that pipeline. I don't say, like a lot of them say, there shouldn't be a pipeline. There needs to be a pipeline, but it doesn't need to go there.
Sure, and the pipeline's fine. It's just, why does it have to be exactly where
there.
It is?
Yeah. It just doesn't belong there. And all of these, the other night there were all kinds of shenanigans going on. About 4 o'clock in the morning, they were trying to break them up with rubber bullets and
tear gas
at them.
They've had dogs biting people and the water cannons. When it's 28 degrees, there are people now with 170 people in the hospital with hypothermia. Yeah. One of the elder tribesmen now has went into cardiac arrest. He's in the hospital. He may not make it.
It's just so unnecessary. It's so unnecessary. It really is. It's unnecessary. All right, anyway, food for thought. 43 past the hour here.
According to a major retail trade publication, holiday shoppers are most interested in tech deals this year. Office Depot and Office Max's holiday deal on Dell's Inspiron 11 3000 series laptop is just under $250. From tech gift cards to copy and print services for personalized calendars and photo books, holiday shopping will be much easier at Office Depot and Office Max stores, or shop at officedepot.com/holiday. Canon's PowerShot SX720HS features a 40x optical zoom lens, and the zoom framing assist zooms in and out as it keeps your subject in focus. 20.3 megapixel CMOS sensor and DIGIC 6 image processor provide stunning images and 1080p full HD video. Casio's G-Shock Master of G Mudmaster series is for guys who want to look stylish when engaged in rugged activities. Mud-resistant construction ensures debris will not get into the watch, while its shock and water-resistant design will make it perfect for competing in popular extreme sports. Uma features landline functionality like voicemail, caller ID, call waiting, 911 access, crystal clear service, and free nationwide calling. Just purchase an Uma Telo for only $99, connect it to your router, register online, and pay average monthly federal fees of just over $4. Buy it at Uma.com and leading retailers nationwide. iHome's Zenergy speakers use scientifically proven sound and light therapy to help your mind and body relax so you can reach a state of zen to sleep better at night and to increase your energy during the day. Zenergy speakers are recommended by Michael Bruce, the nation's most trusted authority on sleep. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Temps are dropping, and you know what that means. It's coat time. Make Burlington your cold weather headquarters today. We're packed with super warm, super stylish coats for the whole family, from fashion to classic, quilted to parka, and much more. Plus, there are endless scarves, hats, gloves, and boots from all the top name brands everyone loves. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Style so good, you'll look forward to getting caught in the cold. Burlington, style for everyone.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Is this guy done yet? What the heck? No stranger to card diversity as I am, I'm going to throw a couple of things at you, and then you'll talk to yourself for the rest of the hour. By the way, it was 47 after the hour. To go back to the discussion, we had a conversation going in the last half hour, which you can listen to in the archives at DJV Show, the discussion of pay for men and women. So the point was made that men are getting paid more than women. The question can be asked, however, in terms of looking at the story to see if there's something, are the women in those jobs working the same number of hours as the men? Do women have more responsibilities at home than men do? So that could account for the difference in pay. Don't know that that's the truth, but it certainly is food for thought, because we value women in different ways. Men are not seen as caretakers or people at home involved in lots of the chores and responsibilities that women are. So maybe that's
that is changing for the better, though.
Yeah,
that really is. And I don't know if that's maybe a New York City thing or just a city thing in general, but there are my best friend's husband is a stay-at-home dad to their baby, and it just made sense because, you know, daycare is $40,000 for a baby in New York City. Yeah. So
is it really?
Yeah, it made sense for him. He cut his hours down to part-time, so part-time working plus saving the $40,000 ended up being his salary anyway, so it sort of worked out. But there are lots of dad groups that he meets up with who are other stay-at-home dads. It's definitely changing. The tide is definitely changing, which is a good thing.
All right. Here's something that'll make your blood boil. The Italian restaurant that hosted a group of white nationalists cheering Donald Trump, apologizing for letting them have the dinner in their restaurant, huh? Why?
Well, they didn't know that they were a white supremacist group, but surprisingly...
Until they saw the hoods? I mean, gave them a clue.
This is actually the restaurant that Tila
Tequila
was at.
It was the Nazi salute that gave them, what?
Oh,
it was
boy.
A Nazi salute. I mean, it isn't going to make them the most popular restaurant in town, but, you know, as much as we might abhor this sort of thing, these people
they
have a right to express themselves, and they have
the
right
to same eat. Argument that would be used for the bakers about baking a cake for a gay couple. So if you support that, then you have
but
to.
A lot of the news media said, "Oh, no, you resent."
I typically think it should be up to the restaurant whether or not they want to let people in or not. But hey,
okay, I found a white supremacist website yesterday.
Oh boy,
all
you're,
white.
Are you
men
on the dark
web?
I know,
what
right?
Are you doing?
Careful with what you Google.
Listen to the question. The first, they want to know what your ethnicity is. Are you white or light skinned? It's very enlightening, and that's why I want you to go there just to see what it's all about. AllWhiteMen.com.
I don't want that.
I don't want that. Yeah, no thanks.
All right, 50 minutes past these.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The Avengers. I did not see this flick. It's not part of what I would go to see. But it does feature Scarlett Johansson, whose birthday is today, and she's made quite a name for herself in those flicks as an action star. But she's done a lot of different things. I think she's quite a varied and talented actress, frankly. And she started when she was pretty young.
Mm-hmm. And I think so the first thing I saw her in was The Horse Whisperer.
Was it?
Yeah, she started with Robert Redford and Kristen Scott Thomas. She was really good in that.
She had a lot of different movies, different, you know, requiring different acting skills, some pensive things. I remember she played a weird role. I can't remember the name of the movie, but it was taxing. It had to have been taxing on her. Anyway, so we wish Scarlett Johansson a happy birthday today. Chuck Curry is at his daughter's school for a teacher conference. So therefore, Victoria and I will regale you with some movie news in a moment here.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This Black Friday, Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry is the only place you'll find the exclusive Pandora Holiday Charm Gift Set. This unique set includes 12 festive charms and clips, including the Jared exclusive Mrs. Santa Claus charm and a special limited edition Black Friday charm, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And starting Black Friday, you can save $225 on the entire set. It's the Pandora Jewelry Set she'll treasure forever. That's why he went to Jared.
Almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
All right, movie news department here. The number of new Christmas movies every year that come out, and when they're there, I saw the trailer for Office Christmas Party. Looks pretty. It looks just silly, but that's okay. I mean, there are some other. I'm appalled at some of the movies that are coming out, like that very violent, the new Ben Affleck movie about life during Prohibition. Very violent. Coming out on Christmas Day. Yeah, wait, you haven't seen the trailer for it?
No, what's that called? I know he's in The Accountant, but I thought that was still in theaters.
It is still in theaters, but this is another one. I forget what the name of it is now. Thank you for asking me. I can't remember
what it is.
But it's really violent and vile, and it's the same group of people put it together as that heist movie that he did, The Job. Was it The Job? The local something.
The Town.
The Town, that was it.
The Town. I actually liked that movie. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it was not a bad movie. Yeah. But it tended to be a little bit violent. What'd you say, Karen?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's called Live by Night. I think that's the new one.
Live by Night. Yes, you're right. Yes. Yep. So there are those. A lot of movies come out at this time of year because people have time on their hands, and it's usually a good time. But why would you choose...
Kind of movie,
it seems so offensive at a time of year when we're trying to get people to think about peace and love and friendship and, it's just, I think it's bad taste, Frank. And I'm a fan of Ben Affleck's, but I wouldn't go see the movie anyway because it's too violent for me. But to have it released on Christmas Day seems offensive to me anyway. All right, what else have you got, Victoria?
Well, they've just announced that there's going to be a Wedding Crashers Part 2, which has been so many years since Wedding Crashers came out. But apparently Isla Fisher, who was one of the stars of it, said she ran into Vince Vaughn recently and he told her they're moving forward. So she said she's excited to be a part of it.
Really?
Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn, Will Ferrell was in it, Rachel McAdams. Yeah, it was. We'll see.
Silly
Maybe
stuff.
Even Christopher Walken, too.
Ah, fabuloso. 59 past the hour here.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.